In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm sharing with the early service if they'd ever seen a movie called Groundhog Day. The guy keeps waking up and having the same day over and over again. I'm starting to feel like that guy. In a good way. I am grateful to be here, grateful that you all came to be with us as we continue to worship our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And as I was preparing this particular sermon, whenever that was, I don't recall, late or early, last night or this morning, I was reflecting back on my undergrad degree, which is in human development. And I was thinking about this concept of this, what is considered a basic human instinct, a desire to belong, to be a part of. Now, the scientists and such would tell you that that is attributed to evolution because we needed one another to hunt and to survive and do other things. But I would remind us today that we are created beings created in the image of God. Amen? Which we have placed in us the same desire he has. God has a desire to be with us, always has. There's a little story about the garden you can check in on. But the reality is that is in us too. We have a desire to belong. God has placed that desire in us. God placed it in you because it is something that is in him. He desires to be in relationship with us. As a result, as human beings, we come with a desire to be in relationship. And then we spend most of our lives trying to figure out how to make that be a relationship with him. And we go seeking that, hopefully, and sometimes we don't, and we seek it in the world. But through Christ, who has come to us, God incarnate, God has made a way for us to be in relationship with him. He has made the way. And as we begin to see in Galatians today, it might be somewhat helpful to realize that prior to this, Paul was writing about the purpose of the law. Now, we know the law was set forth so that God would be able to begin to set apart his people. You all live like this, and this way they will know that you are my people. And now we have moved past that piece. Through the grace of God and through the very presence, God incarnate, Jesus Christ, we now have a way to move along. Now, though initially there were God's chosen people, and now we have this a new opportunity in this understanding of faith in Jesus Christ. And Paul says, now before faith came, we were imprisoned and guarded under the law until faith would be revealed. Faith has been revealed, amen, through Jesus. Therefore, the law was our disciplinarian until Christ came, so that we might be justified by faith. But now, that faith has come. We are no longer subject to a disciplinarian. We, through Jesus Christ, are now living in a time of grace. A way has been made for us. A way for us to go further into our relationship with Jesus Christ. And as those who proclaim to be Christians, those of us who are gathering regularly, especially over the last few days, to worship our Lord and Savior, those of us who sit here this morning, those who may be online with us, there are really two questions that I believe each of us need to know the answer to. Now, yes, we're supposed to leave lots of room to wonder, and I think there is room to wonder. But I think at some point, let me change that. I know at some point there are at least two things each of us has to know the answer to. And those questions are this. Do you believe in God? It's a quiz. Excellent. It's a good start. The next question is this. Do you have faith and trust in the promises that God has made? Yep. Perfect. It's because God came to make us his children. And we hear this from Paul. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, in order to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as children. Adoption as children. This is where it starts to shift from the law and the chosen, and this door through Jesus Christ is opened. Adoption requires choosing. When a parent adopts a child, they have chosen to do so. I have had the great opportunity of watching a relationship of adoption, parent and child, for over 25 years. And I remember the day that I was in the courthouse standing next to this woman who said that she wanted to do this, and the judge turned to her and said, "You do know, when they become teenagers, you cannot give them back." And she did not. She chose them, a boy and a girl. And I've watched the relationship grow. And I've watched them become close. And I've watched that concept of the need or the understanding of the world has regarding biology. I've seen it disappear at a level that no one would have expected. I now know that as mom stands next to daughter who's now grown, people will be introduced and they'll say, "Oh, this is your mom." And she says, "Yes." And she goes, "I can see the resemblance." The people see the resemblance. And the two of them will just smile and say, "Okay." And then there is this other concept that continues to go forward generation to generation. And now grandmother is sitting with the child that belongs to the son. And people say, "Oh, is this your granddaughter?" And she says, "Yes, this is my granddaughter." And they say, "You look just like your grandma." And she smiles. See, we, brothers and sisters, have been adopted through Jesus Christ to be children of God. And just like we can't explain what happens in this life when children are adopted and brought up and raised in their families, where the people in the world don't even notice the difference anymore, they just say, "Oh, I see the resemblance." Brothers and sisters, when we are adopted in through Jesus Christ to be children of God, that's what we get, is that same opportunity to grow our relationship to such a depth, such a closeness with God, that people will begin to look at us and say, "I see the resemblance." Now, in case you're playing armchair theologian, I did not say you would be God. I said you will be like God through the power of his Holy Spirit indwelling us. Through the adoption we have through Jesus Christ, we are children of God, adopted in. And as the time goes by, and as we recognize God, and as we focus on that relationship, as it becomes everything to us, no matter what the world may say, no matter what the world may do, no matter how strange we may look to the world or how not natural it may seem, it becomes natural. So much so, to a level that when we move through this world with an understanding and a fullness of our belief and our trust and our faith in God, the world begins to look at us and they say, "I see that. I see the Father in you. I see his heart. I sense his presence. I know that you're a child of God." And some people will be excited to discover it, and some will get nervous. Celebrate with those who are excited. Cling to the ones who get nervous. It's because God calls us to be his, to be so close, to make us his children. Paul says this, and this portion finishes by saying, "And because you are children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, 'Abba, Father.' So you are no longer a slave, but a child. And if a child, then also an heir through God. The beauty of that is when we have found ourselves in this life, some of us, some people just seem to naturally belong wherever they are. Has not been true for me. I've always felt a little awkward. I still do, I'm just used to it. No matter what the world said to me, no matter how I've moved through this world, good, bad, sinful, repentant, accepted, not accepted, received warmly or ignored, none of it matters when you know whose you are. None of it matters when you know that you belong to the Father. All of that becomes secondary when you know the truth that through Jesus Christ you have been adopted in to be a child of God. And when you know that, and when you claim that, and when you live that, the world will then see the resemblance to the Father. And he calls us. What a beautiful opportunity we have. What an incredible relationship God is offering us. What a wonderful time to remember and celebrate that as we remember during this Christmas season, which, yes, it is still Christmas, regardless of the fact that Valentine's Day decorations are already out at CVS. It's still Christmas. And we get to remember that we have a God. Not some God that is so far away we can only imagine or wonder about. We have a God that has come to us through Jesus Christ, and a God who indwells us through the power of his Holy Spirit. If you wish to seek the fullness of your relationship with God, it begins right here. Then the world will see. And you can always turn. When the world shuts you out and the world pushes you away, you can always remember you were chosen and adopted and given the power to be a child of God. Amen.